Thank you, Mr. President. I first wanted to thank the gender focal points from France and Namibia for their updates, including the updates on the terms of reference, so that I think that will be very important going forward for this convention. Canada recognizes that maintaining international peace and security requires an inclusive approach that considers the perspectives of all persons, and that gender balance and gender considerations have a positive impact on decision-making processes related to non-proliferation, arms control, and disarmament issues. Mr. President, by adopting the Lausanne Action Plan, states' parties have committed to gender and diversity mainstreaming across the Convention on Cluster Munitions, something that is most welcome. In accordance with the Women, Peace, and Security Agenda, we urge all states' parties to fully integrate gender considerations into mine action and combating cluster munition efforts, and ensure that clearance, risk education, and victim assistance programs take into account the human rights and needs of women and girls. Mr. President, we would like to recall that the recognition of the impact of cluster munitions on women, men, girls, and boys is an element of consensus, not only amongst the states' parties to this convention, but also among all states that voted in favor of the annual resolution of the UN General Assembly on the implementation of the convention, which includes this important consideration in its text. Gender analysis and the use of gender and age disaggregated data bolstered by a gender-sensitive, evidence-based approach are essential to maximize the effectiveness of mine action and combating cluster munitions programmed by ensuring that all members of communities receive adequate care and benefits, along with opportunities to work as agents of change. We must ensure that our decision-making and outcomes reflect the fact that the use and proliferation of weapons can affect people differently and disproportionately based on their age, social status, or gender based on social norms. We believe such perspective is essential in our effort to put an end for all time to the suffering and casualties caused by cluster munitions at the time of their use, when they fail to function as intended, or when they are abandoned. This is also an element we stress consistently in the support we provide for the implementation of the Convention. Finally, Mr. President, we note that other treaties, such as the Ottawa Convention, can offer us some useful examples on gender mainstreaming across a convention. I thank you.